Rāwiri Wī Kuki Waititi is a New Zealand politician, iwi leader, Rangatū minister and kapa haka exponent. He's also the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori alongside Debbie Ngāre Wapaka and has served as a Member of Parliament for Wairiki since 2020. But I'm sure this week and last week must have been the most exciting weeks for him and his job so far. Tēnā koe, Rāwiri.
Every week is an exciting week for us. Morena he niani, morena tata.
Morena. In a surprising move to, well, to most of us, Mika Whaitiri decided to leave the Labour Party. She's been a member of that party for many, many years, and to cross the floor to sit with you. Were you surprised? Is it good for the Pāti Māori?
I think it's good for all Te Iwi Māori that they know that they've got a place to come back to. And so you've got Mika Whaitiri, who has come over to Te Pāti Māori, and we don't have to sit there and be complicit to being silent, subjugated, and assimilated in any of those major parties anymore. You know, we're not in first past the post. We're not sitting 30 years ago. And if our tipuna were sitting, they wouldn't have moved from Hawaiki to Aotearoa. And so, we are a people who always look for oranga in the right spaces. And as our movement grows, and as Te Iwi Māori gets stronger in this political space, if we look at the polls and start to see our actual political power in an MMP system in Aotearoa for the first time in 183 years since the Tiriti o Waitangi was signed, I could tell you what, I would be jumping over to this waka as well if I was Māori and in another party.
You gave Mika Whaitiri a whakawāte, but were then expelled from the chamber. Was that deliberate or were you making a point?
No, our job is to continue to uphold our tikanga. It doesn't matter where we are now on our own whenua, we must uphold it. And so when you're in a place like Parliament who has tikanga that has been adopted from a Westminster system, which is in England, We've got English tikanga determining, I mean English as in England, tikanga determining how we operate, how we uphold our own tikanga here in Aotearoa. That's not good enough. And so we do it anyway. I don't care what your rules say, what your law says, is that if we've got things to do and we've got to do things, and ensure that our taonga tuku iho uphold, that our tipuna have left us, I will continue to do that, regardless of where I am. And especially here in Aotearoa, my tikanga will not be determined by Westminster tikanga, by Westminster standing orders, and by Westminster speaking orders. And so I was able to do that. I got kicked out, yes. Both Debbie and I got kicked out, but we were still able to fulfil those tikanga in that house.
You know, there's so much going on too that are challenging our people, including those in Te Tairawhiti in the Hawke's Bay. I was just reading that many of the people whose homes were flooded in Wairuas still haven't got anywhere to go. So how are you and Mika going to support our people who are still struggling with silt / and no houses?
Yes, and so we were the only ones that put out a comprehensive policy around the supports for the Te Tairawhiti. Here's the problem, is we don't hold the purse strings, eh? Labour does. And so if Mika knew that those purse strings were being spent on Te Tairawhiti, why would you move? But they're not. You know where they're going to? They're continuing to support the 2% that control 50% of this country's wealth in Aotearoa. That's why we must continue to put pressure on this government. This government is not doing enough. Not nearly enough. You know, we saw a 12% hike in food prices from April to April. So we're talking about April last year to April this year. There's been a 12% hike in food prices. That's just the cost of living. So those our whānau who are there in Tairawhiti, who have to deal with all that silt, that's been impacted by a huge forestry industry, I know, because here in the Tairawhiti is the same, and now part of the Tairawhiti. And so we must continue. The Labour Party has gone through three ministers since the Gabriel cyclone. So what is that telling us? that's telling us that there's huge breakdown in their party, that they're not putting enough resource in there, and we will be their conscience and continue to put pressure on them. Mika being on this side, Mika being on that side, doesn't make no iota of difference about how much this government is putting into places like the Te Rāwhiti. I can tell you there was a road put into Ngāti Pro. That was community solutions, community operated, and community companies coming together and putting that in. People say, oh yeah, but that was government money. And that was not government money. Government doesn't have any money. That's been made off stolen Māori assets over many, many years. Let's not think this is government money. And I'm getting sick and tired of people thinking that the government holds all the power here. They do not. They do not hold all the power. They've been sitting on their hands, and it's time for them to start doing something that's going to get our people out of the soot, out of the shit, and allow us to put kai on our tables and a whole lot of other things that they're stopping. GST off kai is immediate. They should do that right now. So these are some of the things that we will continue to put pressure on this government, but they need to start waking up.
And so what you're saying too is that the funding that they're announcing, these, you know, 4 million here and so many million there, that they're not getting down to the people whose homes have been covered in salt. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Those are going to, who's feasting on the dysfunction that the system has created? It's government agencies. And so they put this money back into government agencies. They're not putting it back into local solutions and local companies. They're not putting it back into our Māori communities. We saw that during COVID. We had to put huge pressure on them to do that. You know, they continue to feast off the intergenerational trauma. They continue to feast on the dysfunction that our people are in. But that's actually created by the system. And that's what we're saying. They continue to put it back into government agencies. They continue to tie it up into bureaucracy. And this is what we're not complicit with. We will never be complicit with this. And it's high time that we start to get a stronger voice on the other side, pushing this government and holding them to account, because their intergenerational investment into themselves does not work and has never worked.
What we're seeing is, for example, you've mentioned it, is the local people, the local contractors taking things into their own hands. There's talk that the big contractors that come in with the government contracts don't hire local people. They bring in their own people, and the local companies are left out, the ones who actually know the land and know the people and know the solutions.
That's exactly what happens. And so they've paid billions and billions of dollars in contractors across this country over the last 3 years in this sitting government. I'm telling you, it's a rot. It's a rot. This government is rotting our people, is rotting our communities, and continues to mine our communities through the dysfunction that we have, and continue to pay themselves to do that. And so whānau ora agencies will lose out. MSD continues to rot our communities. And so does kāinga ora. They're continuing to put our people into hotel rooms instead of fixing these particular issues. It comes down to infrastructure. It comes down to the forestry industry, you know, allowing them to continue to denigrate Papatūānuku by allowing to leave 30% of their slash behind. We need to continue to put, and I wouldn't sit in this government as a minister and continue to watch them denigrate the mana of our people on our own whenua, allow contractors from outside to come in instead of using our own local knowledge, our own local contractors and the people who own the whenua. And I will not allow this government to sit back and say they're pouring millions here and millions there, when our people continue to be hungry, can't put kai on their table, when our people continue to be homeless, when our people continue to die 7 to 10 years earlier than everybody else. I will not allow the rhetoric of this government to make it look like that they're pouring millions into our communities and everything's hunky-dory. E kāl.
Mm. So what's your focus? What's the focus of Te Pātū Māori for the next week?
For this next week, we've got to look at heading into this election. And we're not just talking about the government, we're talking about all these Pākehā parties in Parliament who are threatened by the fact that there is a Māori voice on the rise. and that there is a, that Māori could be choosing who's going to govern this next government. It's never happened in 183 years. So it's making them really, really afraid. Pākehā really, really afraid that Māori are on the rise. That Māori and tangata whenua and tangata tiriti are on the rise. In the last year and a half, and in the last 10 to 12 polls, what Te Pāti Māori have been sitting in the kingmaker position. You know, and then you've got dog whistling politics like Christopher Luxon saying, we will not work with the Māori Party because they believe, because we believe in one man, one vote. Well, you know, somebody needs to give Christopher Luxon some civics education and know that you actually get two votes here in Aotearoa. When you come to the polls, you get a vote for your candidate and you get a vote for your party. But what he also says in that is that he's telling me that those people like him who own seven houses, shouldn't have a capital gains tax on it. But also, those who own seven houses in different regions, you know, they also get to vote in those local elections. Like, it's okay for Richard Pākehā to have more than one vote, but he say for Māori, you have one vote. And so it's dog whistling politics. And I tell you what, Christopher Luxon, I will not be ringing you on October the 15th when Te Pāti Māori are in a position to decide who this government is.
Oh, ka pai. Hey, thank you for your time. He mihi nui ki a koe, Rāwiri Waititi, nā mihi ki a koe. Me o hoa hoki.
Kia ora, he ni ani o tira, kia ora tātou. Morena, it's a beautiful fresh morning.
It's a beautiful day.